This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. Controversies in different parts of the country on explosive issues where you would think that Americans could work out some means to avoid this kind of fight. One of them involving a locker room at a public pool. And whether or not, together with little girls who use the little girls' room, an employee of the pool who is transgendered, who is, as they say, fully equipped as a man but identifies as a woman, whether that individual should be in the same locker room as young girls. And then the question on the Pledge of Allegiance, why at this moment in our history is there a huge issue about suspending the Pledge of Allegiance at a school board in Fargo, North Dakota, of all places? We will get to that and to more on the Medved Show. First, this local story. Port Townsend, by the way, one of the most beautiful towns in the whole state of Washington. It is a great place to visit. It has historic neighborhoods and buildings and beautiful views in every direction. I have never been to the YMCA or the YMCA pool in Port Townsend, but the Mountain View pool in Port Townsend has been temporarily closed in the wake of controversy after a woman who uses the pool questioned the presence of a trans woman in the facility's locker room along with young girls. Julie Jamin, 80, she's 80 years old, told Como News last week that she observed the transgender woman after a swim at the end of July. "I saw little girls with a man watching," she said. "There was no doubt in my mind that this was inappropriate, not acceptable, and I needed to stop right then and there." Stopping right then and there, officials said they closed the pool because of staffing issues, but also because of disturbing and harassing phone calls the Y began receiving as details of the incident began to spread around town. Jamin said she had finished her swim and was taking a shower when she heard a voice that she said she did not belong in that setting. "I heard a man's voice.
Very distinctive,"
Jamin said. "I saw a man in a woman's bathing suit where two toilets are, and there were two little girls standing there taking down their bathing suits to use the toilet. I looked at him and I said, 'Do you have a penis?' And he said, 'It's none of your business.' And I said, 'You need to leave now.'" This is the way this issue became an international sensation. She gave a speech last night in Port Townsend, and this Julie Jamin, who's 80, and she was actually actively heckled. Listen, this is clip 11A.
"You may have read some version of my personal experience, a naked old lady in a women's shower room, and what I saw that day. Wendy Bart, CEO of the YMCA, told me pride posters are adequate to let people know, women know, what to expect. In the shower room known for 60 years as a female only, one will now encounter men who identify as women undressing and showering with female humans. I object. I don't want to be forced to the shower and dress with the opposite sex present.
Back up. Okay, you can see she had got a very mixed response, to say the least. She had also done a number of hand-lettered signs that say men who identify as women are using the women's shower slash dressing room, and just had posted them around on the Y as a warning to other people like her, to parents who might have little girls who might object. Not every parent would, but many would, it seems to me. And the response, however, actually got more intense, and some of the suffragette flags that the lady had, 80-year-old lady, had posted behind her got ripped down. It sounded like this.
I wish the police were here to help everybody in order. Where is the police department?
And so it goes up in beautiful and scenic Port Townsend. Honestly, trans women are women. Okay, the fact that they're chanting that as a slogan seems to me that they're affirming something that may be accepted by some, but not necessarily by all, and particularly not the parents of a small child. Now, okay, what's so bizarre about this is it does not sound like Julie Jamin, who was holding that sign, is a radical of any kind. What she wanted from the YMCA was creating a different alternative, which might be worth the investment, so that you had a showers that were for males, showers that were for females, and then showers that were people who were non-binary or were basically equipped in a way that was different from the gender with which they identified. It's one of those things where around the state right now you can see all kinds of bathrooms that have gender-free bathroom or mixed-gender bathroom, and that's fine. And usually it's a bathroom you go into and you close the door and you have some privacy. But on something like this where you're talking about showering, is this really the kind of thing where they are going to ban this particular lady from participating in a pool she swam in for many, many years? Basically has said that people who are defending the actions of the Y and of the city say this individual is not a man identifying as a woman, said Rebecca Horst, a Port Townsend resident who spoke during the council meeting. This individual is a woman. I think that we need to have respect and inclusivity, and we need to respect this person. It is inappropriate for people in this day and age not to recognize what transgender means. And there's somebody else, Rose Marshall from Clallam County, who said, I'm a YMCA member, and I don't want what happened in my locker room, what happened there. And others, quite frankly, I find this type of bigotry horrible, and I'm not shocked. I'm here to stand up for trans people, defend their rights, and I'm here to encourage you all to listen to them and believe them when they tell you who they are. The idea that this is going to be a major fight in which public opinion is deeply divided Public opinion deeply divided on many things, including many of the legal struggles going on surrounding President Trump right now. We will get to that coming up on the MedVed Show. If you think Washington State's headed in the right direction, well, then this message is not for you. But if you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes, and its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Washington State is our home, and it needs WPC more than ever. Get off the sidelines, become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
On the Michael Medved show, one of the problems facing, I believe, President Biden, and no, not just the fact that his wife Jill has tested positive for COVID-19, She, of course, has showing minor symptoms, is expected to make a full recovery, and you can only wish anybody in that situation, particularly with that level of prominence, wish them well. There's another woman close to President Biden, does not have, to the best of anyone's knowledge, COVID-19, but she illustrates some of Biden's deepest problems. And part of his deepest problems are that there are people throughout the Democratic Party, in fact, it's about half the Democratic Party, that doesn't want him to run. They not only don't want him to be the candidate, they don't want him even to run for re-election. And, for instance, Bill Maher talked about that. He's somebody who has been a lifelong Democrat, has supported Democratic candidates recently, including Joe Biden back in 2020. But he now says it's absolutely the case, and he uses that term, that Biden should not run this next election cycle. Listen, this is clip 7.
Everybody counted him out when he ran for president. Remember, he was dead in the water. Yeah. And then he was the nominee. And then he couldn't beat Trump. And then he beat Trump. And then he couldn't get anything done. Mm-hmm. And he was the worst thing ever. And now he killed Al-Zawahiri. And inflation is back down. And he got the climate bill passed. And people are working. And he's...
But don't we think the smart play actually is... I think Maureen Dowd wrote this last week. The smart play for Biden. I don't think he should run again in 2024 for the benefit of the Democrats. I think what he should do is ride this wave he's on now.
Yes.
And say now, actually, I'm not going to run again. Find a young, dynamic person in the Democratic Party
Absolutely.
That he can get behind. And then they got a good chance, I think. But if it is Biden, I think that
Be the sheriff who rides into town.
Yes.
I saved the town. And now I'm Clint Eastwood.
Exactly.
And I'm riding out.
Thank you and good night.
Thank you and good night.
Yeah, that's Piers Morgan with Bill Maher. And the problem with just riding out of town again and imitating Clint Eastwood and thank you and good night, I'm riding out, is, the problem is Kamala Harris. Because, again, she's the vice president. She's next in line. She is almost a sure thing to run for the nomination if Biden takes himself out. And she has a problem expressing herself. In other words, one of her big issues, of course, is, as it is with most progressives, is the issue of equity. And listen to the vice president of the United States making, I think, a distinctively feeble attempt to define what equity means to her. Listen to Vice President Kamala Harris, clip 6.
So when we talk about equality, well, that's a good goal, but let us not presume that because everyone should be treated equal, that they start out on equal footing. So equity, as a concept, says, recognize that everyone has the same capacity, but in order for them to have equal opportunity to reach that capacity, what we must pay attention to this issue of equity if we are to expect and allow people to compete on equal footing.
Okay, can you follow that logic there? Well, first of all, let us recognize, first of all, that everyone has the same capacity. We're not talking about the same level of rights. We're not talking about even the same level of opportunities. You're talking about the same capacity. I guarantee you I do not have the same capacity athletically as Julio Rodriguez, just to use one local baseball example, or lots of other people you could mention. I have different capacities. But the idea that everyone has the same capacity, and in order for them to have equal opportunity to reach that capacity, well, we must pay attention to this issue of equity. Okay, isn't a capacity something that you have that is internal, something that you do want to develop? But the idea that you must reach a capacity by having equal opportunity and that it's provided by the government. This is partially, this has to do with a program that she is favoring right now. She visited her hometown of Oakland on Friday, and she was launching the Generation Fund, which is a $50 million investment to support every low-income public school student and baby born into poverty in Oakland. The program includes $500 savings accounts for 10,000 brilliant babies who meet the financial requirements. And again, the brilliant term is, I don't think it's based on test scores or any other evaluation. It's based on hope. Good. Fine. Who meet the financial requirements, and $1,000 a year scholarships for 20,000 Oakland school public students who are considered low income when they're going to college or pursuing a trade certificate. Each amount is good through 2035. Again, this is similar to the kind of baby bonds that Cory Booker, who is also one of those people who apparently is thinking about a race for president, assuming that that Biden does not run, assuming for another race for president, he did not do well. He didn't do quite as badly as Kamala Harris did, but he didn't do well last time. Given the level of what people are concerned with, basic politics of the moment, does that kind of guarantee of a few dollars, and yes, $500 savings account can make a difference, but even if you are making a big interest rate, it's not the the easiest kind of change in someone's life that you can imagine. This came in from Paul in Redmond, Washington, and it's about January 6th. He says very quickly, January 6th, from many people's view, was an opening for the Biden administration regime to perform a witch hunt on anybody that was there in D.C. that are opponents or supporters of Trump. This does not justify violence in the riot. But many people that were nonviolent have been charged and prosecuted for just being there. Cheney, Liz Cheney, supported the totalitarianism of the Biden regime going after their political opposition under the pretext of January 6th. Those people that did not commit any violence, that is the problem. Most of the people who didn't commit violence have been charged with abetting violence. And if you're there waving flags, poking at people, breaking windows, isn't that violent too? We'll be right back on the MedVed Show.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Federal authorities are keeping more than 100 pounds of drugs off the streets of California after a recent drug bust. Border Patrol agents in the El Centro sector responded to reports of a suspicious vehicle near a restaurant in the border city of Calexico last Friday. Agents stopped the vehicle and conducted a search and found 106 pounds of methamphetamine with an estimated street value of more than $3.4 million. The man driving the vehicle tried to run away but was arrested. The vehicle and drugs were seized by agents. Former ITT Technical Institute students are off the hook for their federal loan debt, the Department of Education canceling the debt for about 200,000 people. The education secretary saying ITT intentionally misled students about the quality of their programs. USA Radio News.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
On the Michael Medved show, concerning the email that I just shared with you about how many of the people who were there on January 6th, in fact, I'm sure that the emailer is right. It was the great majority of people who were there. They have actually brought charges against, it's a total of below 900 people so far. And there clearly were at the rally, no one knows exactly how many. There probably weren't 100,000, as people have said, but there were certainly 20, 30, 40, 50,000 people who were there. So it's a very small minority of those who have actually been prosecuted. And the great majority of people who have been prosecuted, almost all of them have pleaded guilty, made some kind of plea bargain, basically dealt with the charges against them. Only a handful, and I don't know the exact number now, but I'm quite sure it's less than a dozen, have gone forward to trial and actually been found guilty of some of the various charges against them. And one of the charges is simply the desire to obstruct a legitimate governmental process. You're not allowed to do that. And you're not allowed to do that for reasons, because you may disagree with a decision that has been reached by the Congress of the United States or by the voters of the United States, or according to law, by courts, by settlements, by legislation. But rule of law means that not everybody gets to make his own rules. that there is such a thing as a legal basis for going forward. And part of what is so wrong and so significant about some of the January 6th stuff is some of the impact and some of the rhetoric. And there's this case of Adam Bees, who is 46. He is just arrested. Adam Bees' goal was simple, they report in the Washington Post. Kill as many FBI agents as he could, according to a federal criminal complaint filed yesterday in western Pennsylvania. And Bees, 46, wasn't shy about expressing that goal on the day after the FBI agents executed a search warrant on Mar-a-Lago Club, the former President Donald Trump's home and beach resort in South Florida. The Bees, who's 46, as I mentioned, allegedly threatened to slaughter and kill FBI employees in multiple posts on Gab, a conservative social media platform. We the people cannot wait in capitals, to water the trees of liberty with your blood. Bees allegedly wrote in an August 10th post, I'll be waiting for you to kick down my door. Bees was arrested late Friday, according to a Justice Department news release. He's charged with threatening to assault or murder a federal law enforcement officer. Bees appeared Monday afternoon in U.S. District Court for the Western District of Pennsylvania. Court records do not list a lawyer for him. The idea that this is going on and there are more and more direct threats against our law enforcement officials, it's a terrible matter. And such rhetoric led FBI Director Christopher Wray, who was appointed to the job by Trump, of course, in 2017, to denounce online threats against federal agents in the Justice Department as deplorable and dangerous. I'm always concerned about threats to law enforcement, Wray said. Violence against law enforcement is not the answer, no matter who you're upset with. And then they go on to describe the case of Ricky Schiffer, a 42-year-old Iraq war veteran who tried to breach an FBI field office in Cincinnati, engaged in a high-speed chase and a something of a shootout in a cornfield. He's no longer alive. Day after Schiffer was killed, the FBI and the Department of Homeland Security released a joint intelligence announcement to their employees, warning of violent threats against federal law enforcement and against other government workers and official facilities. In the memo, DOJ officials said their online surveillance found many people calling for civil war and armed rebellion. And that led Steve Doocy on Fox News to urge President Trump to tell his supporters to tamp down the rhetoric. Does rhetoric always involve action or direct results? No, but it helps create a mood of hysteria that can be extraordinarily destructive. And this goes to the latest from Marjorie Taylor Greene, who filed articles of impeachment against Merrick Garland. The chances of Merrick Garland being impeached, and unless there is something completely unknown that emerges, are zero. She had filed articles of impeachment against Attorney General Merrick Garland, and here is how she justified that maneuver. This is clip two.
What they've been doing to President Trump is political persecution. Merrick Garland has abused his position of power as the Attorney General to politically persecute Joe Biden's enemies. And the whole purpose of this is to prevent President Trump from ever being able to hold office. So I'm on my way in the Capitol right now, and I'm introducing articles of impeachment on Merrick Garland because we cannot tolerate this in America, where our great institutions are welded and abused in such a way to defeat people's political enemies. That's not what this is for, and it should never exist.
Okay, part of the problem with her political strategy is it has dubious constitutionality. Do you know how many cabinet members have actually been impeached in 246 years of America? The answer is zero. Because the idea is that when you're in the cabinet, first of all, if you're a cabinet member, you're not a constitutional officer. The cabinet offices aren't in the Constitution, no, not even the Attorney General. The first cabinet was formed, it only had four members. Now, of course, we have many more cabinet officers. The idea that you can actually drive someone from office, we did have a Secretary of War, William Belknap, under Grant. That's how long ago it was, where the House voted articles of impeachment, but he resigned. And then later he was acquitted of the impeachment. So, again, it prevents the idea from people actually being vulnerable to that kind of maneuver. But the notion that you answer an impeachment of Trump, which, again, I thought both impeachments of Trump were misguided. I think they were wrong ideas. They shouldn't have happened. They didn't help the country. They didn't help in dealing with Donald Trump. But the idea that you're going to impeach Merrick Garland for a political prosecution, if President Trump had simply left the papers in the White House or with the National Archives, or if he had sent the papers back immediately when he was first confronted about this, if he had responded to a subpoena which he received, in the first days of this entire controversy, one of the things you kept hearing again and again and again was, why not just send a subpoena? Why was it necessary to serve a search warrant? Fact is, they had sent a subpoena, and they had not gotten returned all of the documents they wanted. They did get a letter from one of Trump's lawyers that was signed by Trump himself, and it was a letter that said that we have returned all, any and all top secret materials. That's not true. They, when they searched Mar-a-Lago a week ago, can you believe it's only a week ago? Actually, a week and a day. They found four different piles of classified material. We will get to more and the Liz Cheney for president idea. We'll get to that on the Medved Show. Summertime, and a lot of Americans get more active. And when you get more active, sometimes that causes some aches and pain. Neck, shoulder, hip, knee. I mean, I had a sore arm for a while, but fortunately I also have Relief Factor. And more to the point, my wife, who is always more active than I am, she uses Relief Factor as well. It is a great, wholly natural, very healthy, scientifically proven pain reliever. It is, you have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. And right now, Relief Factor is still discounted at only $19.95 for what's called a quick start. So about a dollar a day to see if you can get out of pain in just a couple of weeks. And for the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can get out and stay out of pain. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner for Relief Factor. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show, there is a piece that appeared today in Yahoo. And it's a piece by John Ward, who's identified as their chief national correspondent. And the top of the heading says, "What would a Liz Cheney run for president look like?" And usually people are talking about a presidential race after you've won some kind of victory. It would be very unusual, in fact unheard of, after you've suffered a resounding defeat, to then go from that defeat to actually raising money and going through the business of a presidential campaign. Now, there are many smart people who believe that this is a likely maneuver for Liz Cheney. I am not at all sure. What I am sure of is they are coming back with the January 6th commission. They have more witnesses. They have more charges. They have more information. And there was a large audience that made a difference those previous six hearings. And I think that that will engage her between now and January 7th when the new Congress comes in. Will that be a Republican Congress? Chances are it will. And that would mean Kevin McCarthy, who at this point is no friend of Liz Cheney's, even though they used to work together in the House leadership. She was the number three Republican in the House of Representatives before they broke over this issue of supporting Donald Trump and supporting him, particularly with his role in the January 6th riot. Liz Cheney did not vote yes to remove Trump from office on the first impeachment. Remember, he was impeached originally because of a phone call with Volodymyr Zelensky of Ukraine. And in that issue, Liz Cheney did not favor the impeachment of the president. She did later, after the attack of January 6th. It says in Yahoo that Representative Liz Cheney, Republican Wyoming, has said for more than a year that she will do whatever it takes to keep former President Donald Trump from getting back into the White House. That includes a potential run for president. And even if Cheney loses her congressional primary Tuesday to a Trump-backed challenger, as expected, or even if she pulls off a surprising win, a run for the nation's highest office is likely to be her next mission. By the way, if she pulled off a win at this point with polls showing her 30 points behind, or even if she made it close and she lost by single digits, I think that would be viewed as a great triumph and an indication that a bunch of Democrats had crossed over to vote for her. If she did run for president, would she do so as a Republican, as an independent, or even as a Democrat? And how would running for president in a Republican primary stop Trump? If the contest were run today, she would lose handily, given Trump's enduring popularity with a sizable plurality of Republican votes. I think that's entirely true, and nobody can contest that. Liz Cheney has many admirers, most of whom are not registered Republicans right now. But even so, a campaign between Liz Cheney and Donald Trump, particularly if there are other candidates, and there almost surely would be, would basically be just handing that primary to Trump. Cheney herself is not talking about such speculation, but Republican political operatives who hail from the anti-Trump wing of the party told Yahoo News that a Cheney presidential run could have a two-stage strategy. First, run in the GOP primary as the candidate for Republican voters who cannot stomach Trump and who want to vote their conscience, and then run as a conservative independent in the general election and try to hold on to as many of those votes as possible to deny Trump the votes he needs to defeat a Democrat. The difficulty with this so-called strategy is it's idiotic. And I'll tell you why it's idiotic. And I love and support Liz Cheney. I wish her well, but this would be a disaster. Because the question is, people will be voting in 2024, a yes or no on Biden, and they'll be voting even more dramatically, I think, yes or no on Trump. And people who would vote for Liz Cheney are almost certain not to vote for Trump. She would not be taking votes away from Trump in that kind of race. She'd be taking, quote, votes away from the Democrat, whoever that is. And if her main job or her main desire is to prevent Trump from having a second term, and again, for all the reasons that Daniel Henninger was mentioning yesterday, the second term, if you didn't love the first term, the second term is going to be even worse and even more difficult. And basically because it's Trump unbound. He becomes, by the way, if he does get another term as president, the moment he is inaugurated, he's a lame duck. Because you cannot serve, you cannot even run to serve more than two terms as president. He will have already completed one term. That means that, no, there's no going forward in 2028. Regardless of age questions, that's a constitutional question that has a very clear answer. A Cheney ally who asked to speak on the condition that they not be named said the Wyoming primary is, quote, the first battle in a much larger and longer war that she is going to win because the future of the country depends on it. Regardless of what happens, she is going to be leading a broad coalition going forward to defend freedom and restore the principles that Donald Trump continues to undermine. Now, again, the idea that she is in a strong position to do that, she certainly has the public's attention. She certainly has done, I think, a superb job laying out the case against Trump as part of the January 6th commission. But Cheney's biggest foes would be structural and psychological, says this piece in Yahoo. Structural and psychological, a two-party system in which each side views the other as an existential threat. In other words, the idea that she would be able to take votes away from President Trump, assuming that he is the Republican nominee. It seems to me that if he is the Republican nominee, yes, he is very, very likely to lose. But is that really what she wants to do? And again, she runs the risk, and they acknowledge that here, that she would end up taking more votes away from Trump's opposition, because she's certainly part of that opposition, than she would from Trump himself. It suggests that Joel Searby, who was a senior advisor to Evan McMullen's independent run for president in 2016, a run for president that did not make much of a dent, did not even change the outcome in the state of Utah, where Evan McMullen got about 20% of the vote, but Trump still carried Utah. And he said that it's so early, so many things are going to happen, and that it's likely there will be other independent candidates for president in 2024. The more independent candidates there are, and I think this is the way that Trump won in 2016. In 2016, there were a total of 6% of votes that went to third party, fourth party, fifth party candidates, mostly people like Gary Johnson, who was the Libertarian, former governor of New Mexico, who was a Libertarian candidate, and Jill Stein, who had run before, who was the Green Party candidate, and then you had Evan McMullen, and all of these people got a good deal of the popular vote, which allowed Trump to win. Not only with fewer votes than a majority, he only had 46% of the votes, but fewer votes than Hillary in terms of popular votes. There would also be a risk, they writes John Ward in Yahoo, if Cheney ran as an independent, that she might siphon more votes away from the Democratic candidate, whether that is President Biden or someone else. Cheney might try to avoid that by emphasizing her conservative views on abortion, the economy, and other matters, but part of what has made her a national figure in this moment is the appeal she has built up among voters who are not just Republicans. Okay, so what happens to that appeal? There's a role in media. There's a role in political leadership that does not involve candidacy, or at least not candidacy for the President of the United States. There is more to come in terms of where we go with the battles that seem to characterize this moment in the history of this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please, don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, balance7.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.